Good afternoon. Today is April the 8th, 2025, and I have the time at 4 o'clock, and I call the Third Shack meeting to order. I'm Ginger Robbins on behalf of the Shack meeting, and those present are...
Danielle Parker.
Janet Womack.
Stacy McGinnis.
Okay. Everybody has an agenda in front of them. The first thing on the agenda I have is nutrition, food services. And I got with Danielle and asked her if she had an update. And you can see we have new breakfast items coming for next year, possibly. I think we're trying out some sausage biscuits, maybe some breakfast pizza, and raspberry PB&J. Anything else to update?
We had a croissant with sausage and cheese today, and they really liked it.
Ooh.
And of course, they always like pizza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I know one of the kids' favorites right now is the sausage on a stick pancakes. There are never any of those left. They love those. Okay, questions? Okay.
You don't have breakfast pizza now. I thought you had pizza for breakfast.
Sometimes we do. Okay, and we took it off just because breakfast in the classroom is kind of hard.
Yeah.
With breakfast pizza, but we're figuring it out.
Okay.
I always like to give a counseling update. I know this is on every agenda, but just to kind of keep y'all up to date on what we're doing, we have the Texas Child Health Access through telemedicine. We call it T-Chat. Last year, we had up to 4 kids that were taking advantage of this. This year, no one has used it, and it's currently, it's just not being requested. Also, we don't have referrals for it, so that could be a good thing. I will say, though, from last year, 2 of the people through that have been able to go on and continue to receive counseling services, but it's not through that, but that's how it got them going. So I think that's a really great thing. Major Clarity is a program that we use. We do use it with Fidelity 7th through 12th grade weekly. On that, kids go in and complete like student interest surveys. I like to think of it in my day as the ASVAB, where you did your interest and then you kind of saw what your strengths were in different areas. And so I've been looking at both of my kids to see how they did. And it's neat to see how they scored, what their interests are, and what the program thinks they would be good at. We ran a completer percentage report. And we weren't really where we wanted to be. So I asked the teachers to please really refocus on that on Wednesdays. I ran it again last week, and we are like almost at 100%. So it's good. And so I like that they do that. It also, we have a thing that's called College Tour. They are videos that we watch every Friday, but it has a component on that as well. Where it'll match kids up with, hey, this college is really known for engineering. You might consider going to A&M. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a college that's really good with veterinarian. If you're into large vet, you might really want to look at the new large vet school in Amarillo. And so I think that the kids are getting information that way as well, which is good for them. This is important for us because of the importance of CCMR, College Career Military Readiness, and our accountability. The state continues to push that as being an accountability rating for our schools, and they are really wanting us to focus CCMR all the way through. They want kids to be thinking about post-secondary. I know when I finish kindergarten, I go to first. When I finish with 6th grade, I go to 7th. When I finish with 12th grade, where do I go? Mm-hmm. Do I go into the military? Do I go to a trade school? Do I go into college? And so, you know, we have college shirts on Wednesdays that we all wear here. We do lots of things. And the idea really is to focus on all CCMR. Major Clarity helps us with that. It is a paid program, but we've received a grant for it, so it doesn't cost us anything. And again, Bront's really lucky to have access to it. Okay, health career exploration with Shannon Medical this fall. We did have all of our 11th and 12th graders that were interested in health sciences. They got to tour the ASU facilities in February. We took our 11th and 12th graders to the career fair, the Concho Valley Spark at the Coliseum on February the 26th. It was amazing. There were over 1,000 students there. There were over 100 vendors. That's one of the areas that our committee has talked about, wishing we could do a career fair here or something, and it just hasn't materialized. It was really great that this was the first year for this, that we were able to take our kids to Concho Valley Spark. If you can think of a place that's hiring, they were there. Reese Albert. I wish I could name everything. It was great. All the military recruiters were there. Not just the medical field. The news station was there. Different ones with reporters. I was so impressed with the scope of employers that were there. So, again, I know we would love to have a career fair. Until we're able to make that happen, our kids are getting to go. And then we had ASU representative just come just last, like 2 weeks ago, and have the dual credit meeting with our 10th and 11th graders. We are sending 3 kids tomorrow to the Reese Albert job fair, and we're sending 4 seniors on Friday to Howard College. Daisy does a really good job about connecting with people and making sure that we have kids that'll go to career fairs and college visits. And so, any questions about our counseling programs?
Why did we get a new counselor?
She's retiring.
Daisy is retiring.
Okay, yes, Daisy is retiring. And so she let us know at the end of last year. And then she gave us her letter before Christmas so we could post. And we are really excited about Jess Ribble that's coming. She has earned some awards already in Angelo where she is. And she was an elementary teacher. Then she was an elementary counselor. And then when they shut down one of the elementaries this mm-hmm. year, she went to the high school. And so she's been doing high school stuff. So she's got really kindergarten through 12th experience. So we're excited for her. Daisy's willing her or giving her her planner and all the things. It'll be good. Yeah. Health and well-being on the agenda. Y'all know that we do social-emotional learning. None of this has changed. We use the program called Second Step, and it's pre-K through 2. We use Character Strong, grades 3 through 12. And then we have Breathe for Change that's with Miss Ballou. She's an elementary teacher. It has yoga. It has breathing techniques, and she does that. And we don't foresee any of those changing. Our new counselor also uses Second Step and Character Strong. So she's familiar with both of those. One of the things that we did do was a seatbelt awareness program. We did that with all 7th through 12th graders this year. It was free. I think it was really good. I got positive feedback from it from the kids and the teachers. One of the things that came out of it, though, is they did a survey, a pre and post test, and they asked kids to answer honestly, how often do you wear your seatbelt? Every time, most of the time, sometimes, or never. And the numbers were kind of scary. A lot of the kids admitted they don't wear their seatbelt around town, and then ask why, because it's so small. And then a lot of them said, I always have to buckle up when we drive out of town, but around town I don't. So with that being said, I would really like to do another seatbelt awareness program. Mm-hmm. The numbers were over 50%.
Wow.
We asked the kids, what about when you leave school for lunch? And a lot of them said they don't buckle up to go to and from lunch.
That's
So I think that's a need.
Yeah.
It feels like a need. It feels like something that we need to address. So I've been researching. I found one through State Farm and Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. It's also free. It's called Allie's Way. And it just talks about distracted drivers, holding phones up, not being buckled in. I just have to contact the Texas Department of Transportation. I did want to run it through the committee to see. I don't know if we'll have time to do it between now and the end of school. I would like to, but definitely if I don't get this scheduled before school is out, I would like to do it the very beginning of the year.
Right.
What are y'all's thoughts on that?
I think it'd be great.
Okay. I think it's great, but you've worked. I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
But high schoolers are invincible. It's not going to, I mean, nothing's going to happen. And I'm not saying you're wasting your time.
Right.
You'll get a few.
Yes.
Maybe. But most of them.
We have.
You know, they're just.
What is the sweet girl's name that passed the day that she was graduated?
Oh, Tara.
There's a picture of her in the hall.
Macon.
Tara Macon.
And I think that is a person that in our community that could relate to. And I know, so again, I'd like to retell her story. I might reach out, you know, to them and see if the parents would come.
Oh.
How they feel about that.
Kim would.
Uh-huh.
In a minute.
Just kind of keep it. It really can happen. It can happen in our community. So that's really one of the needs that I wanted to bring to the committee. I know there are different programs, you know, where they park the car on the lawn and there's some dramatization. I don't really like that program. Mm-hmm.
They've done that here.
Probably.
They have where they.
Yeah.
They have a.
Oh, it's like a reenactment and all of that.
Yeah, and a couple of kids are killed and they pack them up. Yeah, they've done that here.
And I don't like that. I don't want to do that. But I would like to reach out to TxDOT. Also, another reason I thought that the TxDOT program might be beneficial is all the road construction that's going on between here and literally every direction.
Right.
People driving fast through those work zones. Mm-hmm. So are y'all good with that?
Yes. I think that's great.
Okay.
That can be good.
Especially in May, toward the end of the year, we have several days with the barbecue day and different things where we have some time that's open that maybe I can fill some of that time with that. Okay. Well, then I'm going to follow up with Allie's Way through TxDOT and see if I can't get them to come. And again, the name of the program is Save a Life, and it really does focus on don't drive distracted with a cell phone. Make sure that you buckle up. Those are the two big things that it talks about.
They also, one time, did the texting and driving, and they had Alex Brown's parents come.
Okay.
She was from Seagrave's.
Okay.
That's the little girl that passed away. Her name was Alex Brown, and I can get you the rest of the information.
Okay.
They had a video and everything.
On her phone. Can't remember. Was that before phones?
I don't know if it was before. I don't think it was before phones, but
she was on the dam.
She was on the dam. Uh-huh. She didn't have her seatbelt on, and I don't know if she reached for something.
I can't remember the.
Just tragic. It's terrible. Okay. Well, we'll work on that. Okay. Really, it kind of, I listed it as new business, even though it segued from seatbelt awareness to new business. So the Texas Traffic Safety Program, I mentioned that. There's one other thing that I wanted to share. Lee Chernigan sent an email to us March 25th, and it said, good morning. Yesterday, a representative from South Plains Community Action Association, which is a nonprofit out of Abilene, stopped by and dropped off information pertaining to helping families obtain health insurance. Our representative's name is Karina Gomez. She's bilingual. And so if you know of any parents and or students who need assistance with health care, She says, or if you would like to price health insurance plans, even for yourself, particularly for uninsured family members, please reach out to Ms. Gomez. And she said, I've placed her flyer and business card on the bulletin boards outside of the library, the one outside Callie's office, and I was going to post it as well. So these are the flyers that we got. Now, I don't know anything about it. One's in Spanish. One is in English. Does anybody know anything about the South Plains Community Action Association?
I don't. Mm-mm.
Out of where? Abilene?
Out of Abilene. It says it's a nonprofit. But it is posted. So if anybody asks, I mean... yes, there is evidently something available to help with health insurance, and so we've got that. And I thought I would post it again. What are y'all's thoughts on that? Do you want me to put a dojo out? I never know. If I send it dojo, do people think I'm endorsing that or pushing that? Or am I just making the information available, a Facebook post? What are y'all's thoughts?
I think it'd be a good thing. I mean, at least they have a choice.
You could word it like Lee did.
Okay. Lee, oh, yeah.
And just say a representative came by.
Okay.
And, you know, and that doesn't sound like you're...
endorsing it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Someone just told you about it.
Or okay. Or just want to pass this along.
Yeah. I think I can do that. Okay. Okay, so I'll scan that in and I'll make a post and share that with our school family. That's all I have for the meeting. Does anybody have anything else? No.
Nope. Is this our last meeting of the year? I guess it has to be for the year.
No, we have one more. We have one more meeting.
Sometime.
Sometime in May, maybe? Hi. Please come in. We're okay.
We're just talking about construction.
My name is Tessie, and I'm with Medicaid Managed Care. I assist families find a plan, a provider, and help them schedule their Texas Health Steps medical and dental appointments. Mm-hmm. And I also do...
you came before, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did.
Yes. I do.
Will you write your name and sign it? And
yes.
And then I am recording.
Oh, no, not a problem.
And so that way I can have you on record and you can speak about it. That would be perfect.
Tessie who? Tessie Teague.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I had just told them I had received information about South Plains Community Action Association, a nonprofit out of Abilene, helping parents that might need help with insurance.
Yes.
So your timing
is
perfect.
I work with them. We work together. So, like, every time, like, I
so
go into the community.
Group. I mean,
yes,
good.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes. What happens is, I'm with Texas Medicaid Managed Care. I assist families that have a plan, Medicaid find a plan, a provider, schedule their appointments. I do presentations in the community. I do health fairs and events, home visits. Like, if y'all want me to hold a resource fair here in y'all's community, mm-hmm. I could do that. Oh, I could do presentations at your parent meetings.
Oh, that would be great.
I could
great.
Be a guest speaker as well. Mm-hmm. And then if you need the information for your staff, my mm-hmm. supervisor can give you the information to
okay.
the staff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How long is your presentation?
Just like 15 minutes.
Can y'all think of something that we have that would be good to, like maybe when we have open house? When would be a good piggyback thing that we do?
Most of them are in there listening at that time.
Yeah,
captive audience, or I've also do school pickup. Like I have a booth and they're coming to get their kid and I've got all this information and all these goodies. Or if y'all do health fairs, like if y'all do a community health fair or resource, like I could help y'all get it together.
Okay. We were just talking about, we've talked about having a health fair and we haven't. We took our kids to the Concho Valley Spark this year in San Angelo. I know that we would love to have something.
Yeah, I could do, like, all the legwork for it. Like, I could get all the agencies, the community agencies, and, like, send out the flyer and follow up with them and all that stuff. I just need a place, a location.
We can do it in the cafeteria, or we can do it in the library, or we can do it in the commons. Like, perfect. We have three places that's in awesome. Our school where it should be big enough for anybody
so
that comes.
So just whenever you're ready, whatever.
When do you normally do them? Like, is it during back-to-school time? When is a good time for
it
you?
It is just all throughout the year. Like, just it's the actual community. It's their response. So, like, whatever's best for you. Like, the month of dental month, like, I was doing tons of take time for teeth. I either do take time for teeth for parents, or I do take time for teeth for the children, or I do it for both.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, parent meetings, I was doing take time for teeth and Medicaid managed care. And in the classroom, I go into the classroom and I do take time for teeth for the children. And I can bring a little goodie bag for the kids and stuff like that.
When is take time for teeth?
Take time for teeth is when you schedule me to come in and I come in and do a presentation. Okay. That's when it is.
Okay. So I feel like I need to coordinate with Jennifer Engler.
Because I can tell you, like.
Okay, yeah.
Well, and that would be something that the counselor could help with.
Yes,
too.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Because you just look at your calendar and then you tell me what you're free on and then I tell you what I'm free on. Because that's like the most important thing. Especially because school is nearing the end and everybody's trying to get their last licks in, you know?
Yes.
Like, one more parent engagement activity to just seal the deal. Right. You know what I'm saying? And some people coincide our health fair with, like, their little Olympics type thing. They got a captive audience. Mm-hmm. So you have a captive audience. You have the agencies out there. You got the information, blah, 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 something like that. Or... like, there's all kinds of things you could do. Like, you either, we can just do a resource fair where, like, I just get all the agencies together and I manage it, or y'all can invite me to your event and I just bring my table and my chairs.
You would be the only thing thus far. So we would love it if you can help.
Yeah, that'll work.
We're going to have a new counselor. She will come in the summer, in July. I would love for us to do something maybe September, October.
That's perfect for me.
What do y'all think? Yeah. Like, listen, we need to make it through
that.
This year.
That way we start the year off right. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I'm really thinking maybe October. We would make it through the first 6 weeks. We might know of needs of kids in our community for sure.
Right.
We usually have parent-teacher conferences somewhere around the first or second week in October. And so even the timing would be good.
Yeah.
I mean, really and truly, even the Commons is a really good place on the high school side. I've got tables set up in there. It's a wide open space. There's a restroom there. We could set up snacks if we want to.
October is looking really good right now. I just have one event on October 8th.
Now, this would be strictly for the parents. The kids, I'm just thinking about seating and everything, but just for the parents, that would be.
I mean, you could have it like, okay, so what some of the schools do is they do this. They have a parent meeting at 8 in the morning for drop-off, and that way when they're dropping off the kids, people are already there. And then I do my little Medicaid managed care, take time for teeth to the parents. Some schools have me come in the afternoon, they set up a parent meeting because the parents are going to pick up the kids. So they're already going to pick up the kids. So right before they pick up the kids, they got that parent meeting going on and then pick up the kids. Some schools, they schedule their kids to sing during the parent meetings. And that classroom that sings, it's one classroom a month. Every time that classroom sings, all 20 kids, parents show up to that thing, to those parent meetings. Oh, so wow. some parent meetings are done like that. And then sometimes I do the pickup drop-off thing where I come with my table people are getting picked up. Everybody's curious about all the little goodies for the kids. And then I educate the parents one-on-one as they come to my table. And then the other portion is events and health fairs. Like, you have an event, you have a health fair, you invite me, or I do a Medicaid managed care, you know, getting to know Medicaid resource fair, and then I manage the whole thing. You just give me a date, a time, and a location, and I bring the agencies. So those are the things that we can do for you.
Even during 6 weeks awards.
Would be a lot of people coming in and out. Yeah. It's easy to set up the table in the right booth in the back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So when you have a captive audience, that is like the best time to come. And then every time I come, I'm always going to invite the three health plans, which is Superior, WellPoint, and First Care Star. And I'm always going to invite the South Plains Community Action Agency.
That's great.
When they apply for Medicaid and they don't qualify, it goes to them.
Oh,
and then if you don't know how to apply for Medicaid, they help you apply for Medicaid, CHIP, all that. Private insurance, they help with all that.
Let me see. We start school. I was trying to remember when. Okay, I will confirm with Miss Englert, our elementary principal. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think when our first 6 weeks ended. At the end of every 6 weeks, the following week, we have an award ceremony, which it really
Don't
would
you
be.
Do you have a school calendar out?
I do, but I didn't bring it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what and I'm it's saying, way out there somewhere.
I didn't bring it. No. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I really think the end of the 6 weeks is September 26th. I really do. And then I think we're off on the 29th. I really am looking at October the 6th. I think it's going to be around October the 6th. And I want to say Jennifer usually does the elementary awards in the morning.
Yes.
Like 8:30, 9 o'clock, somewhere in there. So you wouldn't even have to break your neck to get here. which would be perfect. And then I typically have the secondary awards during the lunch, 12:30 or so. We could still even invite them, or I could work out something different. It might be that day that I have secondary back-to-back. I mean, I can do something. Right, right, I'll work on the scheduling.
Yeah.
So if you can kind of pencil us in for October 6th, and I will confirm with Miss Englert.
Okay, let me just look real quick before I say sure. October 6th. Because September. Okay, yeah, that's cool. Because usually around September 30th, I do something every year. So I just like, how does that work? But no, we're good. October 6th, perfect.
Okay. I like it because we've been talking about having a resource fair or a health fair for the last couple of meetings. And so this gets us going.
Yes, okay. So we're going to do a resource fair.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying to arrive at what time do we start? Because I'll set up 30 minutes before we start.
Is it? Does she do that at 8:30?
Like at 8:30.
If you could just be here like at 8.
Okay.
Because they have to eat breakfast first.
They'll eat breakfast, then they go to the auditorium and they have awards. And parents will be coming in. And then I don't even think it lasts an hour. I really don't think it's more than 30 minutes.
Perfect. Then I'm just going to put resource fair 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
I think that's perfect.
10 p.m. Sorry, I have to work till 10. I was telling someone I probably have to work till 10 tonight because I started the day late. And so, like, everything's being pushed back. But I had a great morning.
Good.
I had a very great morning. So working late today will be okay.
Tessie.
Okay, so 8 to 10.
I need your contact
we
info.
Are in Front. Front, Texas. And then all plans are invited, and it's going to be 8 to 10. And it's going to be in what room?
I'm going to say elementary foyer.
That'd be perfect.
Okay. Perfect. Got it.
Okay. Your timing was perfect.
Thank you, Jesus.
It was perfect.
I'm so grateful to the Lord because my boss is like, by any chance, are you going to blah, blah, blah? I'm like, what? I've never even heard about it. No one sent me an email.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, am I supposed to be there? She's like, no, I'm just asking. And I'm like, do you need me to be there? She's like, yes, if you don't mind. I'm like, oh, I got you.
Oh,
like,
bless it's whatever. You. Okay. Well,
whatever you need to do in an 8-hour day, I got you.
Bless you. Thank you so much for coming. Okay. I'm going to conclude the meeting. Are y'all good?
Yeah.
Okay. 4:31. All right. Yay. The meeting is concluded at 4:31.